Putin, you know, has actually achieved a lot. Let's be fair, he really turned out to be more deceitful and corrupt than all the others. He managed to radically change the portrait gallery of modern politics and fill it with astonishing faces. Moreover, these faces are smirking, and these smirks are becoming bolder, happier, and now all sorts of grim bastards, maniacs, dictators. They no longer sit in their secluded bunkers, don't hide in the dungeons of their palaces, but travel around the world, hugging their fellow bloodsuckers, of which there are also many. I have already mentioned that the time of dictators has come. But besides hugging, they also award these dictators with medals. Everyone has become bolder. Everyone understands that against the horrific backdrop of Putin, even they don't look like such cannibals and not so scary. Of course, they can't compare to the Russian dictator, who I think has already reached the second million of corpses. And so, as you know, the Prime Minister of Myanmar and General Hlaing arrived. He became infamous for using PKVT machine guns. Kalashnikov, large caliber tank guns on peaceful demonstrations. And after staging a coup, this Hlaing managed to kill people on the streets of Myanmar in just 10-15 minutes of machine gun fire. On the streets of the capital of Myanmar, he managed to kill 150 people outright, not counting the wounded. And it was this Hlaing who, visiting Russia, called Putin the King of Russia and thanked him for military political support. And now this Hlaing has reached another dictator, Luka. He arrived in Minsk and marked Luka with an order of Myanmar of the first odd degree. This is an advance, as I understand it, felt, said Lukashenko. I will do everything to justify it. Well, interesting. Where will he find now in Belarus, which is completely suffocated and bent? Where will he find not even 150, but 15 people for a public street execution? And of course, it's unclear why he needs the experience of Miyadov. We know that the beautiful image of Belarus, that Belarus look, how advanced it is, it does not enter the war. But the fact is that the military potential of Belarus is an absolute solid zero, but also a zero that is quite polished. Soviet military junk and the necessity to maintain it, and an extremely outdated industry.